What's wrong with keto? Keto sending questions. Is Bill, can you get a keto in?
He's been on mute for 3 days, Bob.
Why can't the keto get through? You got through last week.
Because he has to throw Perth. No, he has to throw Perth into the other vial. You can't have two vial judgments on the same Skype skip.
You want to talk about the Thompson quadrant? That came up really early on.
Yes.
And you didn't think it was in the Thompson quadrant?
Ed Wadsworth, who was a vorticist, I said, well, no, that's the McLuhan quadrant. But then I think I meant Ed Wadsworth himself was in the Thompson quadrant.
That's a matter of being viewed privately differently.
I am such a spy. I was looking at Ed Wadsworth's paintings today, earlier today. And I knew that. That's why he brought it up.
We do.
He monitors everything. So, yeah, John, what is it you want to ask?
Remember the author that I quoted from?
Arthur Zajong? Arthur Zajong.
Right. He's now on some kind of council.
Well, he took over from Thompson on the Lindisfarne Group. Thompson quit and handed over to Arthur, who's a professor in Amherst.
So I read his book, and I quoted from portions of it in emails that I wrote you. I'm becoming familiar with the Thompson quadrant.
Yeah.
A big theme in Arthur's book was...
light.
Yeah, light. That's right. Catching the Light was the title.
Yeah. Well, if you got the book there, go look it up. We'll talk to someone else while you look it up.
The more chaos there is, the more science holds on to abstract systems of control, and the more chaos is engendered.
Are you quoting Thompson or Zajonc?
Thompson. You did want to speak about Thompson. That is what you said you wanted to go to the Thompson Quadrant. You gave off perfectly good black sex, and you're going to William Irwin Thompson. We don't know why.
I only bring it up because I'm familiar with it. I've come in contact with it, but it's only one out of the four.
Oh, there's others then.
Yes, there are.
Wow.
So the theme that came up for me was melding science with spirituality. That, to me,
yeah,
is a big theme in the Thompson quadrant.
Yes, it is. In the later quadrant, the second phase of quadrant, after he got disillusioned with the guy who does the sacred geometry, who is now supported by Prince Charles. Bill is on, not involved with the Prince Charles scene. Okay, yes, he joined with the scientists.
Right. So having said that, I don't think Ion would make very much of that.
No, he wouldn't.
That's a part of the Thompson Quadrant. I guess we could just jettison.
With the emergence of civilization, the rate of change shifted from hundreds of thousands of years to millennia. With the emergence of science as a way of knowing the universe, the rate of change shifted to centuries.
He's quoting Thompson there. Now,
wow.
Remember on my chart, John, every quadrant, Bruce, McLuhan, Thompson, and Croker are all tragic Shakespeare plays. LaRouche and Macbeth, McLuhan's King Lear, Thompson is Othello, and Croker is Hamlet. They're all tragedies. Only my quadrant
Croker is
the
Hamlet.
Happy play. Is this too intellectual for you, Kyle?
No.
It certainly is ridiculous.
Okay, good. No, I have an intellectual side. I'm glad to join that.
They get all fucked out too, right?
Well,
brought it back.
You wanted to know something about me. I showed you one side of me. But, no, I've been studying for years and years and years. That's how I ran across you guys.
What source was it? The Project Camelot? The Conscious Media? Dobbstown?
Reverend Stang?
Are you familiar with Val Valerian and those people?
Yes, I am. Yes, they ripped off Cosmic Awareness. Yeah, I know him.
Yeah, I read, that's kind of one of the first people I ran across.
Yeah, that's like 25 years ago. He's a long time ago.
Yeah, the Matrix 5 material and stuff like that.
Right.
That's how I kind of first got interested. That's how I have a very open mind to all this. Then there's Laura Jaquez Knight. Are you aware of her? Laura Jaquez Knight. She lives over in France.
No, we don't know her.
She's very good. They have a series of where she channeled thousands of pages of material from what she claims were us from the future.
This is where Ian comes in. We ask Ian, what was going on with Laura Quesney Knight? Can you tap into that, Ian, and explain what she thought she was doing?
Just peddling her dollar.
Well, she's a great writer. I mean, you've got to read some of her material. The Wave, that's the series. They would sit at a Ouija board and ask questions, and, I mean, they literally would take it letter for letter. We're talking about thousands.
That's a lot of work. Well, you've come to the right place. We topple, we complete, we go further, we arrive, we get practical right here with Ion, the beginning and ending.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we go at it from a different standpoint. We say it like this. Tell your boobs to stop staring at our eyes.
Well, you know, here's the truth. That's how I kind of knew Ion was on the level, because I had been exposed to all of this material from different people. And when I heard Ion, he was so fluent. I mean, I know a lot. I'm a scientist. I have an agronomy degree. I'm a manager of wastewater plant. I have a lot of science background. And I've studied with all these other people I explained to you. And when I couldn't really ever catch him screwing up. I was waiting for him to screw up, and I never could really catch him in it. And I said, you know what, this guy, or they, whoever they are, or whatever they are, they're pretty damn smart. I can't catch them in any bullshit. I know that.
Yeah.
I've tried my best to find a flaw in Ian, and I haven't.
Well, you talk to the station owner, Bill, here. Bill's an old pilot, CIA guy, drug dealer, every corrupt fucking thing ever could happen. And he also was a physicist and a scientist. He's done everything, Bill. He still thinks Ion's nuts. He accepts the RNA drops, but it'd be interesting to hear Kyle's science up against Bill's science.
Well, what's the probability, Bob?
Probability.
Probability.
Bill's been so burnt by Ion, he's afraid to come in. If he was a man, he'd come in right now and defend his dick. But he won't. He's sleeping probably right now. He's had enough of us.
I got a question for Ion.
Go ahead.
No, I'll blade jibber jabber.
Can you speak about Eric Dollard? D-O-L-L-A-R-D. Eric. E-R-I-C.
What did he do?
He's replicated most of Tesla's patents. He's an old guy. Well, he can speak about Tesla's idea of electricity, and he's actually made the instruments to prove it.
Yeah.
He doesn't know it came from Marie Henrietta, the wife of Leopold II. You bring him in the house here, and then Ian would go toe-to-toe with him about Tesla. Tesla was a failure.
Well, Eric doesn't give a shit where it came from. He just cares what you can do with it now.
Give him some RNA drops and see what happens. That's the test.
Well, he's lost 7 labs so far.
Is that true, John?
Yeah.
If you're all that in a bag of chips, you shouldn't have to run around with somebody else's money to make your dreams come true.
He's got real problems as far as working with other creators. He's really made a mess of things. I'm just talking about what he knows in terms of electricity. That's all I'm talking about.
If he knows what electricity is, he'll be the first one we've bumped into. We keep asking, and no one seems to answer it yet. They tell us what it'll do. They tell us what it's about. They tell us how it engages, but they don't tell us what it is.
Within the human body, we generate it, or the human body generates it.
It generates something specifically. Can you tell us what that is?
You're asking me what the human body generates?
Yes.
A whole shitload of stuff.
Is one of those electricity?
It's radiating it, yeah.
Describe the thing it's radiating.
Well, vibrations radiate.
So does Carol when he's having sex with black women.
That was very electric.
Electrifying, yeah.
So we have a magnetic field within us?
No, wait, stop. Good Lord, suffering cat. No. You don't. You repel it. It's the unlawful degree of magnetism.
If we repel magnetism, is that what you said?
You are the repulsion of magnetism.
Well, that's part of a definition of superconductivity. Superconductivity will repel all magnetism.
What about in the movie Matrix where Morpheus tells Neon that the machines are using humans as copper top batteries?
That's the word Bob can't say anymore. We call them Baghdad batteries.
They did present that idea that we put off so many BTUs of heat and so many volts of electricity, and the machines operated off of human bodies. I don't know if that's true or not. I just know that's what they said in the movie.
We're still trying to get someone to tell us what electricity is.
I'm the only one who's done it. I figured out.
So far.
Yeah, but
and we're all about it, but everything seems to be about electricity, and we even got a whole unit of Coldplay that's worked out every detail regarding it, and we don't even know what it is.
In my opinion, non-physical is electricity.
Dude,
well,
non-physical,
we can take credit for it if we don't know what it is, and we don't take credit for it.
Electricity, if you connect it with light, so it's electromagnetic.
No, we're not doing that.
No, because it's a resonance. It is a residual.
It's a zeitgeist.
Is it not a door hinge?
It's a hot kosher dill pickle.
That's what I heard.
There you go.
Reckon you could throw a cinnamon stick in that, and it'd be right.
Vaseline. Vaseline. That's electricity.
With the residue, which is the petroleum, the residue.
That's the sticky part, yeah. That's the sticky part. It's coming.
If your body is a centrifuge, it is what in the
world? It's carrot cow.
Is there any electricity in non-physical?
No. We know what we are. It's not electricity.
What is it?
Snot.
Snot? Is it something unknown to man?
Little man.
I have to say, I think I've come closest to anybody with that girlfriend of mine. I'm pretty sure we discovered it.
Hey, tell us more. Tell us more.
What did you discover, Kyle?
Electricity.
Electricity. I'm telling you. Out of this world.
Well, remember, I'm the only one who's defined it successfully, so let's see how close you get to what I know.
Yeah, describe it. That's all we've asked for. Describe it. And if that's as close as you got, tell us that. We'll get to it. We're listening. Go.
I got put in a state of pleasure that was just beyond anything that I had ever experienced.
Okay, so
life.
It's a pleasure center that you achieve. Is that right?
So is it kinetic for kinetic's sake?
Yeah, but I mean, it's not easy to get there. You have there has to be that connection between the male and the female. So there's a polarity to it. But if you get there, it's like whatever you describe as bliss or whatever, you can get there.
That's pretty good. Electricity is a relationship, a fallen state. So you're talking about an intense relationship.
Yes, it's sexual. It's just only during sex.
So the ascended person doesn't need to connect with anything. Little man, or the beginning of the ascension, descension process, is making a connection with something external to you, usually someone else or something else. So connecting is what electricity is. Ascended people don't have electricity to have that interaction. So when you're talking about an intense sexual experience, that's intense connectivity or relationship that is within the little man's reality of connecting relationship. That's electric. So, yes, you're describing an intense version of the sixth plane of limbo.
Let's say that one more time.
The sixth plane of limbo was given by cosmic awareness in the 60s as ecstasy. The ascended person doesn't require ecstasy. The little man does. So the connecting between male and female is electrical, is relationship.
What I'm talking about, I was like, we must have been 440 volts. As opposed to most people are 110, something like that.
But see, you were still needing another person to do this. the ascended person doesn't require any interaction with anything to feel connected.
So what he's trying to say is that you are three-phase and you were missing a pole.
No, what I'm saying is we were three-phase and everybody else is a single-phase.
Okay.
Not too many people know what three-phase is all about.
Good.
I didn't know until I hooked up with her. She took me there.
Is this the one who died recently?
Yes, last April.
6'1", the black woman, 6'1", right?
Yes, 6'1", could dunk a basketball, 40 double D breast, long skinny legs, big juicy lips, just Amazon.
Where did she, we might as well immortalize her, these tapes will be studied for thousands of years. What's her name, where did she come from?
Her name was Kimberly Williams. She was from Fort Myers, Florida. She was kind of a hybrid. She had some Indian in her. Her father was Jamaican, but she was black. Her mother was pure black. So she was a hybrid. I think they're a little bit different than pure blacks than hybrids are.
You know, it's a little miscegenation. Can't hurt.
They're not as prejudiced. They're a lot easier to connect with.
They're not so embedded in the black identity, you mean?
Yeah, the blacks are very prejudiced. A pure black is just as prejudiced as any pure white.
Well, we got a few here. We got Naeem and Bert. They're the black caucus. I'm the only white guy that's ever been allowed into the black caucus here at Iandam. Yeah, they're very prejudiced.
That's true.
Yeah, Bert left the North American continent because there was too many white people here. He had to go to another country.
I don't know what the problem was. He engaged us, and we said, hey, what's up, my nigga? And then he never talked anymore. We don't know. But somehow, if Yo Gotti does it, it's all right.
We grew up in the country. We used to call each other that. White people, we used to call each other that. Didn't even know black people. It was just a word floating around.
Well, that's racist. I mean, why the hell did you call each other that? You weren't even black. I mean, that's fucking racist.
They didn't know what
that's
they
KKK
didn't know that
talk.
It was bad. They didn't know that it was.
Yeah, they didn't even know. Where'd you hear the word from?
They didn't apply it.
Right.
They didn't apply it.
Like, yeah, there was no prejudice in it. It was just, hey, you're just like saying, you know, you're a mother or you're a SOB. Well, it's just a word. It had no racial connotations.
Well, why did you call each other white trash then? You didn't do that, did you?
No, because we never heard that. We just heard that word, you know, the N-word. We just heard it, and we used it.
But, yeah, you know, that was the worst word you ever heard, so it meant something.
It wasn't insulting. It was just kind of,
a term of endearment upside
yeah,
down.
Come on, you SOV, let's go hunting. Come on, you son of a bitch, let's go get a case of beer. That's all.
Take a day, the real live motherfucker.
Yeah, so, you know.
Y'all scared of words. That's words.
Yeah, it became politically incorrect, but it's just a word.
That's all.
Well, if you want to hear, you don't want to hear someone really swear, that's Sheila Kern. My God, she swears
oh,
most
my
of her pain.
Really?
She makes some physical blush.
And non-physical's been everywhere, seen everything, tasted everything, and it makes non-physical
hey,
blush.
Hey, Don, how
hey,
you?
Hey, sweetie. I'm really good.
You
how
so
are you
happy
doing?
We just bubbling over tonight. It's been a stellar day, we must say.
Yeah, Sheila stayed up with the big boys tonight. She stayed up late.
I know, she went to bed and got back up. Yeah, I woke up, yeah.
I woke up.
That's right. Love the new teddy. It is the bomb.
Not that new.
It's wonderful, though.
Thank you.
What's that, a teddy bear? What's a teddy?
Teddy is a foundational garment. We'll spend the rest of the night talking about telling Bob what it is. Put it on your Googler, Bob.
When you say leather, rinse, repeat, can you describe the leather for the rinse portion of the program?
Lather is the contrast. Rinse is get it on with it. You rinse. You've washed it. You've got the contrast. You've stirred it up. You've made a mess. You've fucked it up. You did all you did. Scrubbed it real hard. And soaked up. Now, rinse means stop scrubbing. Rinse it away. Wash it. Let it go. Remove it from your position. get in a lather, rinse it off, then repeat, then do it again. And what you find is it takes less and less and less lather, soap, to get the same amount of lather.
It takes less lather, meaning?
It takes less contrast to get you there. When your hair is really, really, really dirty, you have to use a lot of shampoo to get it to lather up. Well, that lot of shampoo would be equal to contrast. And when you wash your hair, and then you rinse that out with water, get all the soap out, get all the contrast out, get it all away from you. Then if you put some more shampoo in your hand, you can make the same amount of lather with less shampoo or less contrast. And you want to get to where you can lather, rinse your feet with the tiniest little minuscule amount of contrast. See, that's why Bob will never have anything big in his life, because he can't stand the tiniest little nothing. I mean, he won't go to the Mayo Clinic because he had a hangnail. But seriously, so he called him. They did it on the thing. They said, it's a hangnail. Okay. So he fixed it. He went and got $100,000 worth of Renew and put it in the bathtub and took a bath and pulled the plug.
So you're saying that the optimal experience is to have the least amount of contrast?
No, we're not necessarily saying that. Sometimes you like to fight. Sometimes you fight so you can have makeup sex. That's not bad. It's just not the way you want to get off, but it's not bad to do every now and again. You know, if you've got to draw blood, if you've got to draw blood to get his attention, honey, after a little while, you're going to start eating their heads off.
I would agree with that. I'd say as you ascend. as you ascend, you don't want a lot of contrast.
You want it easy. Now, a little of it is okay, but that's just preferring. We'd say that's preferring. I prefer a steak or I prefer a salad. That's contrast, too. But if you can't eat dinner because you can't decide between one or the other, then it's even worse.
You said to someone a couple of weeks ago, don't put your attention on what you don't want because it makes it grow.
The only reason you want something is because you don't have it. If you got a great big old buck in your bed, honey, the last thing you want is one.
No, I understand the one thing. I thought that was an interesting statement. Maybe it was just applicable to the person you were speaking to.
So it was
the opposite. You don't push against something.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You mean like you and the walnut oil?
Yeah.
You wouldn't give anything for it now, though, would you?
No, it's divine.
It's divine, yes, it is.
It's very divine.
We like the new work. We like the new work.
Thank you. It feels very special at times. I'm amazed that I'm producing it.
Sheila, did you say you've got the walnut?
Walnut oil.
That was what you were trying to find in New York 3 years ago.
No, that's a certain kind of paint.
I recommend that you use it.
That's the only way she could do the ascension painting.
You had not thought of using it before Ian told you.
No. Never.
Are you nuts? No one would.
So it's unique. So you are using it. You've used it in all the labyrinth and the ascension?
Oh, yeah. That's all I use when I do oils now.
Hmm.
It's not even a question.
Other people don't know this.
Now? They probably do now.
Matisse
did. They probably do now.
So you're saying they've heard about you using it, Sheila?
Well, Ian's mentioned it a number of times. Ian, is the sword that's in the Tree of Life in this painting, is the blade gold?
No, should be silver.
The handle should be gold?
Yes, Excalibur looking. Should have a fleur-de-lis on the end. It should be cross-barred.
The fleur-de-lis on the handle?
Yes.
Should be cross? Represents the cross.
Well, it is. Two-edged sword.
And what does the fleur-de-lis represent in ascension, then?
It doesn't.
And is the fleur-de-lis more accurately depicted in an actual flower as an iris as opposed to lily?
Yes. Thank you very much. That's exactly right. And if you're going to do any banter about it all, use a flowered or a loose acanthus leaf.
A loose acanthus leaf?
Yeah, we'll go with that. Sometimes in a tight spot, you got to do that because it doesn't fit.
That was going to do some actual irises at the base of the Tree of Life.
We know. Make them flip out. And it'll look sort of like an acanthus leaf. You might be able to get it to entwine better.
Okay.
Little bears eat ivy. You'd eat ivy too, wouldn't you?
Sarah's a painter, Sheila, so she knows something about this.
Oh, okay. You like to paint? Tell us more. Have you ever painted a big black woman? We hear it's all the bomb. You probably really gonna like it.
So, Katie, what patterns are you noticing in the conversations, the different topics? Any underlying hidden ground?
I mean, the sex talk about what's-her-face from Fort Myers is pretty interesting.
You know what makes it good is because you know he's trying to go over the top to explain it, but it's genuine, you know, and there's no question about it. Not, it's just straight up. Like, he's not complaining or bragging. He's just expressing it. And so that's very significant because you can be able to have a communication. Most humans that aren't on the glory road, they can't communicate what it is they even like. They can't communicate what they even know. Do you see? It's one thing to want a lover, but it's another thing to not even know what kind of lover you want. And if you've got to go to the Irwin Thompson quadrant to see what kind of lover you want, you're probably in the wrong quadrant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the LaRouche quadrant has sex. The McLuhan quadrant has sex, if you look on the chart.
You can say, where's the Lewis quadrant, Bob?
Yeah, Lewis and McLuhan. But Beefheart came up with tight and tapered and fast and bulbous, and Kyle added full and wider.
He added take it all, baby.
Ion seems to be a bit of a male chauvinist, a bit of male emphasis there coming out of Ion.
No. We go with what we got. Now, that's all we ever do. We go with what we got. If all you can do is Thompson, I guess that's what we're limited to.
No, but all you got, how did you get what you got? Why did you choose that?
We didn't choose it. It's what shows up to play with us.
That's why I called tonight. I wanted to spice the show up a little bit.
See, it was kind of going in the doldrums. We've been saying that all along, but Bob was
Too scientific, it got too dry. So I wasn't planning on saying this, but that's why I called in tonight. I was like, let me see if they talk.
Hey, we're Quadrophenic. Kyle, we don't need what you brought. It's been great, but we don't require it because we already got everything else happening. And there would have been a little bit of that, but you bring your unique godhood. That's good, but I don't know if we required it. You thought we required it.
I'm not saying you required it. I'm just saying I've listened to you guys for over a year now, and I don't hear much of that. And
well, there has been talk about it. There's been talk of that. No talking of Kimberly. We did not get to that level.
This might be the first time we've actually gone into details of bestiality, though, probably.
Yeah. Did I say Kimberly? What's her name? Yeah.
Kimberly Jean.
How did Kimberly die?
She had sickle cell anemia. She died of liver failure at the hospital.
Yeah.
Are liver complications common in sickle cell anemia?
She had iron overload from so many blood transfusions. Her organs were just loaded with iron.
She just needed Dr. Deem. Too bad she didn't get to Carolyn before she...
I was begging her to get on the RNA drops. I was begging her.
She specialized in the electric contact too much. She didn't have the Quadrophenic to drop it, whatever problem, and get into Dr. Deem. See, that's the people here can get into everything. Kimberly wasn't ready.
How old was Kimberly when she died? Oh, that's sad. That makes me sad.
No, she was 45.
20 years younger than you.
Yeah, 18.
Is Kimberly in the Guff?
No, not yet.
Still working out. You can't get over Kyle's sex. Big dick.
No, she's not in a hurry. She's not in a hurry.
And her sister committed suicide 4 months after her.
Now, she is in the Gulf. She is in the Gulf. She was chasing your girl.
Chasing the sister?
Yeah.
Was she affected by Kimberly's transition?
Yes, she was depressed. And she had taken Kim to all the treatments and so forth. And I think it just took the life out of her when Kim was strong.
She knew she was probably doomed for it, too.
No, she didn't have it. I just think it broke her heart to see such a beautiful a person pass. When I say beautiful, I'm not exaggerating.
Well, you could send us a picture of her. We'll put them up on Dupes. You can become a member of Dupes. You could post it. We'll immortalize her.
And what is Dupes?
That's our forum.
Dupes of Hazzard.
Can I send a new picture?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just come right into our anthropomorphic ante.
I'll send a nude and show you I'm not exaggerating. She was a goddess, boy. Really.
Okay, we'll take it.
Were you in love with her, Kyle?
Oh, absolutely. Totally.
Aw.
Completely, yes.
And so you were trying to get her on the drops a year or two ago.
Yes, I had just got on her myself, and I was just telling her, I was like, you know what, I had tried a lot of stuff, marine phytoplankton. I tried all kinds of different stuff to help her out, and I just had started the drops myself. I sent her a sample bottle, and when I would bring it up, she would just kind of resist me.
It's not about suicidal, Bob. It was about another thing. She didn't want to make it be about a thing.
Yeah, she had suffered tremendous pain. She was so much pain. You know, I didn't want her to go, but I've been with her and seen all the pain she had suffered, and it was kind of like a relief. She was the strongest person I ever knew. And my dad and them, they all were in World War II and hardcore soldiers, and she made them look like pansies. I mean, she was a tough woman.
Well, Ian, what was she resisting? You say she had enough, but so she accepted her suicide?
She didn't feel that the transition could be helped by anything that was from this world.
I had told her about Ian. I had told her some of the information about Ian, and I told her that Ian said that all death was suicide. She had kidney failure. That's what got her in the hospital. And she survived that and was dressed and ready for her sister, the one that committed suicide, to come and pick her up. And she collapsed from liver failure and laid there in the hospital for 11 days, I guess trying not to die. I asked her, I said, is this it, Kim? I said, are you going to suicide out? Because I just knew how much she had suffered. She kind of hesitated, and then I called her the night before she collapsed, and she was in good spirits. But I think in the back of her mind, she just had had enough, you know.
Well, is that what happened, Ian? She'd had enough?
Yep.
Now, that's part of suiciding. That's part of accepting no solution and leaving.
No, it's so, a solution. Kyle, it just doesn't end, see?
Kyle, did you openly date this woman? Like, was she your girlfriend?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we went to the casinos. Okay. I just took her everywhere.
This wasn't
just
like a sexual affair type partner.
No.
Someone who you deeply loved who was your girlfriend.
She's the only girl I've ever loved, and I've had lots of girls. She's the only girl I ever loved. That's just the first time I felt love. Other than having my two children, I've never felt love in my life. I'm kind of a cold-hearted person. With her, I felt pure love.
I love saying this. Welcome to my world. I resemble that statement.
But I'm telling you, you know, I was very impressed by her physicalness. That's like, you know, how are you going to not love Marilyn Monroe? How are you not going to love Jane Mansfield?
Well, let's get into the nitty-gritty there. Kyle, what was it like to stick your member in her yoni? Tell us detail how it felt as it slid into her sugary vagina walls. Tell us about that.
It's like melted butter. Melted butter, about churn and cream, you know, the longer you went, the better it got. So really, you lost track of time. You lost track of who you were.
He was portaling.
You portaling.
That's a new way to say it. It was portaling. Yeah, it went down to her cells.
He met her in the ebony and ivory room.
Right.
That's key because, see, both sides have this fascination and this interest and this curiosity, but we front like we don't. We perpetrate that we don't have this interest, but there was a room designated ebony and ivory, and that's how you guys met, because you guys' interest was to hook up, and that's what happened.
Oh, absolutely.
The best of two worlds.
I have another girl named Ella right now that wants to jump right back into the fire where Kim left, and I'm just I'm just wondering, can I survive at 63? Can I
survive?
Yeah,
with the drops. You got the
She's only 40 years old.
Drop.
You're not 63 if you're on the drops. You forget that idea.
You're not as good as you once was, but you should be as good once as you ever was.
Ion, is non-physical the power behind sex?
You have no idea.
I would say this. I would say when we really had good sex, it was projecting out into the universe. I used to tell her, I was like, somebody's got a thrill out of this besides us.
Welcome to my world. Yeah, I picked up on it a lot. I use it as an aphrodisiac all the time. Who's ever getting off, I ride the same wave. I'm kind of a vampire that way.
Bob said, we gonna do the wave. We gonna do the wave.
Ella's gonna be up here in a couple weeks. You want me to call in and give you a blow by blow description?
Yes. Next
stroke
time it's happening with
blow
your 40 year old.
Got to make sure Dr. Dean is retired for the evening, though.
That's okay. Bullshit. Dr. Dean's worse. She's into all this stuff. She's
we know, but we got to keep the image right, Bob. You know
yeah,
how that
right.
is.
If we understand what the bullshit is that I am saying, then okay, keep it going.
As long as we don't have to do Thompson Quadrant, we can survive. I thought we had successfully killed the five bodies. You mean they're still around? Give them to us, Bob. We'll stow them in the clouds safe. We promise.
Let me ask you this. Does this contrast me versus that Japanese guy?
Aikido? We actually like Aikido.
I know. He's funny, but, I mean, can you believe how dry and just obsessed he is?
Oh, it would be funny if it weren't so sad. We know.
Aikido's trying to get in the cow. Aikido's here.
We know. You get on hold for 3 days. You turn the damn chat room off. You turn the lights off. Bill, what's the probability of Bill going to take a nap and poor Aikido stuck out in the wind? And the real land of Fukushima where the real deal is going on, and he can't seem to get through. Go figure that out. He can speak, but he can't listen. He can hear, but he can't talk. And then it's on and on and on. And he's the one that's got your new irradiated strawberries, Bob. You got to get some of them Japanese strawberries. I'm telling you, they're the bomb.
He wrote, he commented on hearing himself.
Bobby was sorry and lost his favor and Donnie couldn't live anymore and he would be over for him soon. And now everything's going to be all right because we love us some Aikido. All right, Aikido, get your damn little ass in here. Let's go. Bomb a nose.
He sent these to Carolyn. Hi, Carolyn. I can get through to the show. I think he meant to say, I can't get through. Could you please ask these questions? Here's what he said. I had my shark fin soup a few days ago.
Yay, good. That was supposed to.
And I just had my silver tip oolong jasmine tea today.
Good.
Question one. The tea isn't from Hanoi, and it's 100% Chinese. I chose this brand because the shop in Hanoi was using the blue-tip oolong and not silver. Also, it was the only brand I could have it delivered within a week. Is this the correct silver-tip oolong jasmine tea?
No.
Not going to work.
The one we sent is from, well, it may work. It's probably okay. They should have it. But, you know, the keto's going to make a big thing to be a thing to be a better thing. We damn sent him to where it was. We told him exactly where to go get it. We told him exactly where to go buy it. We even gave him a site to go to get it. And now that's an anomaly. He can't get there from here. So, okay.
Second question. Do I have to drink the Da Hong Pao tea?
That was the one we told him to.
Are you sending it to me, or do you want me to go get it?
Are you sending it to me? Yes, and we're going to send for you, too.
Yeah, he does draw it out about himself. That's what he's doing. He's drawing attention to himself.
We don't mind that. That's okay. We agree with that. But you can't make the misnomer be what the distraction is about.
He wrote about
he found it hilarious listening to himself last week. You know, he found it quite shocking hearing
himself. Yes, because he was at speaking 100 miles an hour. We were answering him, and he couldn't hear our answers because we were answering while he was speaking, and you were giving him rap because it's like you're going to kick yourself in the head because you're sitting here, won't shut up long enough, and this is what we're trying to say, and we're trying to tell you something, and you won't hush long enough. Hey, now that's more like it. So it's the other two.
Great timing, huh?
How come he came in right now? What's the issue here? Well, how do you do that?
Bill just gave me a call about 10 seconds ago.
Yay!
Like you said, I had my shark fin soup 3 days ago, and this package came through today. The silver tip oolong jasmine. The question I have for you is that: is it the right kind? Because remember that I said
Hanoi.
Right, it's not from Hanoi. The shop that I went to in Hanoi, it's not the right one.
Not the right one, Akito. Is that it? Shit. Face it. Not the right one.
Well, then this is really difficult because I can't find it.
We told you the kind. We told you the place to go to get it.
Well, they don't carry
it.
They don't have silver tip. They have a blue tip, which is different.
Very different.
I know.
You guys are right.
Is that Kim or Leslie or Jermaine?
Jermaine.
Uh-oh. All shit's going to fly now.
Hi.
Jermaine's there.
And Jack.
Hey, Sugar Love.
Hi, Ion. Hey, Sugar
Love. Hey, how's your mama? How's your mama name?
She's on a flight somewhere right now on a vacation.
She's going to the Orient, isn't she?
No, she's going to Nicaragua.
Yeah, her new liberated life. She's left her family, left her husband, left everybody. She's on her own now.
She took her husband with her, though.
I thought they separated.
No, they're back on.
Well, Jermaine, while you're here, let's have you meet Trey. Say hello, Jermaine, Trey.
Hi, Trey.
Hey, can I just ask one question to Ion?
We're going to take a vote on that, Akito. How many people think Akito should be allowed to have a question?
Not about himself.
No.
Well,
I heard your, yes, last week, Saturday, your stuff, and it was kind of all over the place.
Not about himself.
What do you make of that, Akito?
Ask the question.
Oh, that's one voice of support, Akito. Is that enough?
Thank you. Thank you.
You don't listen.
You don't listen.
You don't listen.
You don't listen.
You don't listen. So you got to listen, Akito. Can you hear it?
Yes. I am. Please tell me the name of the shop in Hanoi because I think I was wrong about the name.
Okay. Forget the shop in Hanoi. Do you have a Googler?
Yes.
Can you spell silver tip oolong jasmine G / Hanoi?
Done.
You are getting a lot of fans, Akito, since you're typing out the contents of these 20-hour shows. That's pretty amazing.
I'm glad you're downscaling to 11 hours now.
Yeah. Shit. Gives you a break.
Okay. Ion, yes. I'm looking at the Googler. Which one should I click?
You have choices.
Are you fucking kidding me with this? That's insane. Come on. Is that Jermaine saying that? Because I have a question for you. I wanted to talk to you about fabric. When you're designing, do you consider, I mean, you must, but do you get the opportunity to just touch all kinds of fabrics to decide what you're going to design? That's so awesome.
Sometimes I determine what I design based on touching it or, like, seeing a fabric.
Yeah, sure. Because, and even the type of thread used, and if it's hand-stitched, everything would play on how the
you know, the fabric is.
Yeah. Sometimes the fabric determines what design you want to, like, do, and it inspires you to do it before you even think of a design.
That's the word, inspire. That's what I was thinking. I'm just thinking how awesome it would be to walk through anywhere and just touch everything and then go, okay, I know it should look like this.
It's true, though. Every time you touch it, it gives you some type of, like, direction of what you should design.
Hi, Uncle Bob. It's Nadia. Hi, Ion.
How you doing,
hey,
Nadia?
Jitter.
Good to hear you.
What's the lesson behind this?
It's not.
What is it? Is it part of life right now?
What is not?
If I'm not learning, if there's not a lesson behind it, what's the purpose of it?
There's not a purpose of it.
So why is it not developing?
Because you're using degrees of separations to try to achieve an answer regarding it. So you get these rabbit holes that you can't get anywhere. You can't get there. You can't get there. It's like poor Aikido's tea. He lives in a country that he can't get green tea. In Japan. With the whole wide world wide web. And he can't find silver-tipped oolong jasmine tea from Hanoi. The capital of the world. And you're asking you can't find the purpose of life, okay?
No, it's not purpose of life. It's just the purpose of the situation I'm in. Like, I almost felt like there was a lesson behind it, but I've seen this before where I recognize it. I feel like I'm not getting anything out of it. It's not a lesson because I've been here before.
Then it's a repeat. You need a reset instead of a repeat.
Explain that, Ian. You said that to me. Well, explain reset.
Okay. Repeat's when you do the same stupid thing over and over and over and over and over. Reset's when you take what you got and you rearrange it in such a way where they're set in a different order or different propensity to occur. It's the way Jermaine does it when she has a line that's a bomb. She rearranges the same line and it's a hit. It's a reset, not a repeat.
The bomb is really just a sketch. So it's kind of practice perfect.
Pretty
and then when it's perfect, you're on to more practicing for...
It already is.
It's rearranging my sketch at this point.
Yeah, but it's okay. We're helping too, by the way.
Thank you.
Wouldn't you say it's an improvement? When you reset something, you're meant to improve?
Maybe. You're trying to get a different outcome. You're going for a different predicated outcome because what you hit here before, you didn't like.
I rearrange it, I resketch it, I put it out, and it's still giving me a result that I'm not satisfied with.
Do it till you are. That's lather, rinse, repeat.
Thank you.
You know you're welcome. We adore your attitude of gratitude. Get Jack.
What's up, Maya?
We're just kicking it. How about you?
I'm just kicking it, too, just chilling with the ladies.
Tell us.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
If you'll tell us.
Okay, I got two questions about two things. Can you tell me?
I got one question about one thing.
Okay, what's that? Have I got clothes on?
No, we will let you know when it's time to decloak yourself. Go ahead.
Which direction do I go with Loaded Dock? Who should I take it to finish it, to get it done? Like, I'm at a stage where I just need to take it to another level to get it out, but I don't know which way to go.
You've got some more development yet to go. Do you find it finished?
Yes.
Describe the point that makes you want to go anywhere. Why don't you just do it?
I don't know who to go to.
What do you mean who to go to?
Cutter, the sewer. I got to make it. I got it. I just don't know which way to go. I went to a lady. I thought it was the right thing, and it wasn't. Like, every time I think it's the right person to go to, it's not. So I'm still searching for the person to go to make it.
Well, that's why you can't find him. It's because you're searching for him. Jermaine?
Yes?
Slap the shit out of him. What the hell is he doing? He's running here looking for some seamstress. Does that seem to be a hold up in life now? Is it seamstress?
It's not a hold up. I just don't know who to go to do it.
Jermaine, What the hell is he trying to do?
Finish a production.
Then put him on Gail. Gail can do this.
Okay.
She used to work with you when you was running Walmart. All them damn little shit that you're doing. She's starving to death. It would work great.
Gail? And she used to do all the Walmart stuff?
Yep. The little teas. No, it's not limited to just that. Almost anybody can.
I know anybody can do it. I just wanted to make sure the right people do it because I want it to be perfected. And since I'm new in this, in the fashion thing.
Oh, fuck that. That's just somebody sweeping the floor. You're not going to put it out until it's perfect. When it's not, you're going to make it perfect. You're going to make it right. Haute couture is only haute couture because you make it. So now you're trying to find the perfect sewer. Who? No matter who the sewer is, you want to be the reaper. You're going to look at it. You're going to say when it's right.
Yeah, you're right.
You're going to have them do it till it is right. So basically, if you find the right one, they'll be able to do it without you. What can't you do it yourself?
That's what I'm going to do with my music, do it myself.
Ion, you say that the womb is closing and will be closed. So when it has closed fully, what will happen to male sperm or ejaculate? Will that change completely? Because obviously it's not going to have any use.
Oh, yes, it does. It is one of the more complete amino acids.
You'll be doing a lot of blowjobs eating it.
That's not my department.
You got Jermaine perked up. Yes, darling?
Oh, no, not if it is good skin care.
Good skin care. It's a good collagen elasticity balancer. Yeah.
Wrinkles and stuff.
Okay, Jack, you can start taking your clothes off now.
Hey, Ion, so is it time for me to move on from Playboy?
Not Playboy. There are other places to land. The money's right, ain't it, baby?
So I need to stay at Playboy because there's money to be made, but there's other things that I need to land within Playboy?
Get your moneymaker right first.
Who is my moneymaker? Playboy is not doing it for me right now.
Get it right.
Get it right, get it tight.
Yeah, that's right. To the right.
Get it right, get it tight.
Yeah, I've been at the gym getting it right, getting it tight.
There you go.
There you go.
Is that
you
got to
hook up with Kyle.
Is that Bert? Who said it? That's right.
Yeah. Bert.
What up, Bert?
What's up?
You sound so cute, Bert.
Oh, shit.
Ion, you know all those messages that I'm not getting? Nothing's going through.
We know. You block it up.
Yep, that's what I thought. I was like, all right, who cares? Whatever.
Well, you do. You do. But, hey.
Hey, whatever.
No. It's not like that. You know better. You can't make it drive you. You never have. Every time you do, you just walk away and then it catches you.
That's what I've been doing.
You don't have to like Bill Gotti. You just have to listen to it.
Hey, Ion, why isn't my ex-boyfriend calling?
Because he's your ex.
He's your ex.
Why isn't the love of my life calling?
Because your little mama ain't quite dope enough.
Man, I'm going to have to call Bert now.
Bert?
Get dope and they'll get addicted.
I thought I was already dope.
Well, you asked. Don't leave Playboy to the contract fund. Don't do any side work because they'll fire you. Don't leave it until you have something else secure. And when you get it, ask us then and we'll tell you if it's secure. But right now, the money ain't right. Stay.
Yeah, the money ain't right at all.
So, is anybody who hasn't said anything got anything to say?
I have a question. If you have something and, like, you know, you put it out there and you claim it, and then you try to make it happen, but it doesn't happen,
if you got something, why? We're asking you a degree of separation question. We're going to see if you can answer them. We can't, but we're going to see if you can. If you got something in you, why would you put it out there?
To bring it in fruition, you got to put it out there, right? You know?
No, we don't know. That's why we're asking. What the fuck are you doing?
So basically, if you already have it, you just have to wait.
Give me your word. If you got it and you put it out there and it's not working out for you, what do you do next? Or like, whoa, 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 whoa. If you got it, why are you getting rid of it? Why are you putting it out? What's to put out there?
Oh, when I say put it out, I mean like into the unit. Like, I mean like in, put it out into the universe. Like put it out there, like to get it done.
Show it.
To why would you do that? That's fucked up. Why are you putting something out in the universe if it's yours? What you put out in the universe is the trash. You don't have to create something if you've already got it.
What about if you don't have it and you want it?
Well, you certainly wouldn't give it away.
But you ain't got it, so you're not giving anything away. You just want it.
Well, then and you're surprised why it won't come back?
Do you have to just wait for it to happen?
No, you do not wait for it. That's the problem. You do not wait. You never wait.
So how does it happen?
Without the degree of separation. What happens is it flows to you. But if you're pushing it...
I mean, it gets to the point, it gets to some point where it's like, shit, man, what the hell?
Then you're pushing too hard.
You just got to ease on the gas.
Well, you're going to have to, because the faster you go, you know, you jump off the building, you're going to fall 32 feet per second per second. There's not even any time. Higher the building, the faster you fall. Nope. You fall the same, 32 feet per second per second. You don't fall no faster.
From what I hear, I think they're a little bit out of focus. You know, I've always known what I wanted. And if you've got it, you know you've got it. If you're having trouble moving it or getting it to work for you, you're out of focus, like binoculars. You got to tune in exactly what it is you want, more precision. Sounds like you're just a little bit out of focus.
So what you're saying is that if he were to relook or revisit the concept and perfect the concept, then others would be able to see it as something they must have.
Right. If he can't see exactly what it is he's got, how can anybody else?
Ain't nobody else going to buy it.
It's not that I don't know what I have. I know what I have. I know what I have. I've been putting everything into this shit, everything. Like, I've been doing everything on my own. I was working with people, and they weren't putting 110 in, and I was like, fuck that. You guys don't want to do it. I can't work with people that's not going 110 like me. So I said, you know what, I'll do this shit on my own. And I'm working, I'm putting all the work in, but it's not. If it's not one thing, it's another. I'm thinking I'm going to be done by the end of June. Now it's like, damn, I won't be able to get it done to July. I'm like, shit, summer's about to be over.
Are you preaching or politicking?
I'm just trying to figure it out.
There's the trouble. You can't. If you could figure it out, you would have already. Stop. Stop. If it's half as good as you're trying to make it out to, they ought to be trying to kill you. It ought to be, Ion, come get me. They're killing me. They're cutting my legs off. They're cutting my feet off. They're cutting my toes off trying to get this from me. And I won't give it to them because I ain't really got it. And they're killing me because, by God, you'd come up with something then.
Yeah.
This would be no trouble then. So just turn it around a little bit. Flip the script.
Flip the script.
Flip the script.
Ion, is TV next?
It's always been. But not your regular TV.
Playboy TV?
Nobody's buying that anymore, honey. The good porn's on Pornhub. And it's for free, honey, but that's where everybody's looking.
What's different type of TV?
YouTube, show the world.
Yeah, YouTube. YouTube's where it's at. Start your own channel on YouTube.
Make my own contract, huh?
Here's what I see about everything. All TVs are going to smart TVs. In the next 2 or 3 years, every TV will be hooked up to the internet. So if you want to get out in front of the wave, you got to get on YouTube, because that's where the big channels will be competing against people sitting in their living rooms.
They're not competing. You have to know where you want to go. That's the problem now. You have TVs, you have 10,000 channels. By the time you find something to watch, you've already passed out in your bark lounger.
Okay, if you're not competing, you're winning. Put a winning product out.
Can it be music?
Everything is sooner or later.
What are you doing now?
Recalibrating a switch gear.
Yeah, I'm looking at my blueprint day in and day out, trying to figure out what's going to be the next move that's going to make me happy.
What have you been doing?
I'm still doing Playboy, but they cut my hours. And so I got in touch, or I reached out to Playboy Mexico. I want to go out in August to meet with them because it seems like they better understand the Latin culture where it's going to help that situation. I'm not happy at Playboy right now, but the only reason why I'm still there is so it gives me a little bit of more time to figure out exactly where I want to go. In the midst of that, I also turn in my demo tape into an agency where I can do commercials for radio. I've also sent out an email where there's this station where they just interview music artists. And that's something that I've always wanted, that I can remember as a little kid just growing up and watching. I don't know if you guys remember TRL from MTV. I want to create the same concept just here in L.A. and do like a countdown show and take it back to what music was really about and music videos and having artists and interviewing them. And that's really where my passion is at this point.
Is that thing Casey Kasem's gone?
I know. In other words, I want to be the Ryan Seacrest in a Latin female version. That's all I want.
That's good. That's good. But so does IDGY.
It's like you're trying to go right to the top. Start off on YouTube and then work your way up.
Or down.
Or in or out.
I'm always in. I just want to be up. In and up.
Okay.
Isn't that what everybody wants?
Hi, Ion. It's Linda. Last time we talked, you mentioned the word supernal. And I was wondering if you could get into that word, the meaning of it.
Of or relating to the sky or the heavens, celestial, ethereal.
I had talked about this place that kind of goes in the word stupor you had mentioned, and then you had said it was supernal.
Supernal, as a definition.
So when I go in this place, I go to a heavenly state.
Being or coming from on high, ethereal.
Behind that at.
Behind that at, yeah. Back that ad up and let us see what you got.
back it up.
Colonel Mother gave you.
Well, the subgenius is gone, so I guess it's just up to Bob.
A couple of years ago when I first went on the drop, so I was listening to a lot of my favorite tunes on YouTube, and I was in a really, really high, happy moment. I went to my fridge, also I was still singing along to get my RNA drops out, and as I opened the fridge door, they seemed to just be floating and then fell to the floor at a sort of a below gravitational sort of speed, if you like. Rolled to my feet, and yet this was impossible because they were both in a compartment inside the door that was almost as high as the top of the bottle. So did I levitate them somehow, or what did I do?
Yeah, you did.
Did it something to do with my frequency was so high at that moment that I was sort of somehow connecting with the contents of the bottle?
We don't like the way you're laying it out. It's the right answer to the question. The question is just off. It's not about a connection. They're part of you. You take them in. They are you. They're glad to see you. You're glad to see them. So if there's not a connection, then there's more trouble than whether or not that you all were levitating.
So it's just my frequency that when everything got high, but somehow the drops sort of... Yeah, I know I realize connections are the wrong word, but obviously you know, I was just amazed at the sort of some of those moments you think, I tried to figure it out in a typical human type way for about 2 seconds and realized that was impossible. So just went with it, so to speak. But I haven't actually tried to do it again, but I'm working around to do it as soon as I can do now. I can understand how it's the frequency, getting the frequency up really high. And you've said that it's through music or can be through music, and certainly is for me. There's no question of that. When I get in that happy zone like that, I can almost feel like the shivers running through my body. And I think that's how I made it happen. I'm not quite sure what I did, but I know I did it.
Good.
Perhaps next time I should just set a bottle of RNA drops where I can actually see them and then just watch them sort of levitate. Would that be something that would be possible once I reach that frequency level again?
Phil, you're not asking a question. You're just making statements.
How could I recreate the levitation effect again?
Don't try to do it. Just go with it. It's not a big deal to you. It happened. You saw it. It was there. Blah, 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 blah. Put your refrigerator cam on it so when it happens again, you got a recording of it. Put it on the dupes. It's all beautiful and fine, but the hours that you go and how you dress when you go to the refrigerator, probably not something you want to put on. Maybe go on the other channel. Hey, put that on. Hey, that'll get you successful. Take kids' refrigerator video and put it on your channel on the other side. That'll work. It'll be right. Get your little playgirl action going on. It'll be all right.
You know the painting you guys have been discussing lately? So
yes.
Funny that my index finger on the right-hand side, the nail fell off on Monday, but it's already grown back by, what's today?
6:22.
So, you know how, like, the index finger was something that was meaningful on the painting, and then on Monday my nail fell, but by Friday it's all grown back?
Yes.
And then the right-hand tingling, is there anything that you want to set?
The fingernail part that you separate yourself but replace immediately, because that's a big to-do.
It's
in the palm of your hand now, baby.
Oh, that's why it's tingly and all that stuff going on there?
Yes, it's a no, no, maybe.
Who was the man that came and visit that my mom saw?
Alfred Cunningham.
Does she know him?
We didn't say.
Did he want something from her? Because it seems like he's lingering around the house.
Likely.
Like some type of message or something? Because I've also, like, every time I'm home, ever since she told me that experience, there's just, like, shadows that I keep seeing. One's a black shadow, and then there's times where it's a white shadow, like a white light that I see. But it's like body fingers. I just can't see the actual person.
You see the outline.
Right. One's black, like a black shadow, and the other one's like a white light.
You need more real lines, sugar.
Okay, let me ask a question for Australia. She says, what mineral is taking over coal? And is there any area in Australia I should be heading to?
No mineral, natural gas.
Joy in Ireland, how exactly do you reset? What do you do? What are the steps?
Can't do anything until you get rid of the degree of separation. You must find a way to ask your questions without a degree of separation.
In resetting, are there steps?
Identifying your condition that you want to change, specifically redefining what it is that your creation is trying to obfuscate. And then obfuscate it, re-sort it, reorganize it, re-change it. If you have a linen closet, how would you reset your linen closet? You take everything out, have it re-ironed, and put it all back in a different format that fits better. If you reset your remote control, if you lose it, you hit the button, tear that out, and then you go through the steps to line it back up with whatever device you're trying to control. That's reset.
The Great Gazoo in Rakiki Beach says, hey, Bob, ask Ian what we need to know.
Resonance.
Ian, last week when you were speaking about the bones of Jacob and Joseph, was the finger of Esau put in the Ark of the Covenant because of his fingernail?
No.
Can you tell us why his finger was put in there?
No.
We put away our power in the Ark of the Covenant. Is there a connection between the bones of Jacob and Joseph being put away in the Ark, in the Ark of the Covenant?
Redefine your asking. You want to know about bones. Fingers.
Well, the bones have more of a carbon content.
Yes.
Has polarity changed in the atmosphere?
Yes.
In the Taoist theory, there's a polarity relationship between the hypothalamus and the hara.
No.
No.
Ion, can you elaborate on how to get doper?
Oh, yeah. Tighten up that moneymaker, honey. You'd be all right.
Tighten up that moneymaker.
What is my moneymaker?
Well, that's up to you now, isn't it?
You have a picture online? I'll look at the picture, and I'll tell you what I think your moneymaker is.
Jack, we told you to take your damn clothes off, but no, you can't do it when we want you to. So okay.
I can't do it when Nadia's here.
I'll bring you a blanket.
Oh, shit. Yeah, right.
He's going to get naked right now.
I'm not going to lie. I do need to get naked.
It's a little disturbing because I'm here.
No, it's all right.
It's all right. She said it was all right.
He's getting naked right now, Ion.
Get it.
I'm looking at my
Get stuff. It. Get naked. He's doing it right now.
There you go. He's slow. He's trying to make it brown chicken, brown cow.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Eliza. You've been muted for a while.
Yeah, I was asking Ion my question. You know that, Ion.
Yes.
What's your question?
I was asking about the bones, and then he said to redefine my question, and then all of a sudden I heard deep. I was on mute.
So, Jack, did you? Okay, he's got his clothes off. What now, Ion?
He's naked.
Let's see his bones.
Yeah.
That's the question about his bone. Let's see some bones. Okay, can we open it up, or how he wants to do this?
Whatever way is going to make me understand it. I'm not saying I lost focus. Sometimes it gets to a point where it's like you question it sometimes. Like I was in a point in my life where I felt like everything was where I thought it was going. But then I think I started speeding up and wanting this shit to happen too fast that I might have like.
Whoa, Jack. I've never been to a bris before.
It's got to slow it down. Not unless it's about to happen and I'm just like, and I'm acting anxious. It's crazy because I got a tattoo on my chest that says be anxious for nothing.
That's what it is. You're just too anxious. If you believe in what you got. I've been doing what I'm working on since 1977, and I took a hiatus, and I'm getting ready to start up again. So,
nah. I feel you on that, but I just...
Yes. Nah.
I mean...
I'm not saying for you to do that, but I'm saying if you love something, don't be anxious.
Come on
just
now.
Stay with
What's
it.
The difference? Between anxiety and excitement, and why wouldn't you want to be excited?
I've been excited all my life about this, but I just relaxed and waited for the right time for it to happen. And I'm going to go, but I remembered I got to answer. They asked me early in the show, said, where did you learn about RNA drops? It was on YouTube. So YouTube is where it's at, because all these smart TVs are going to hook up to the internet. And Ion delivered a powerful message. Reset. Just take what you got, look at it, refocus it, reset it, and if you got it, you got it. I've got it. I wasn't no anxious. I was just waiting for the time for the opportunity to come about. If you try to make it happen, you get
rush
anxious.
Rush oxygen to your head by yawning, inducing a yawn. A little reset. Rush the oxygen to your head and don't reassess the situation and see that you're still right there and choose if you want to be excited or anxious.
Pump argon up your asshole. That'll do it too.
Bob, how long have you been working with the D cell, the I cell? How long did it take you to get to this?
He still hasn't got it yet.
That's what I'm saying. So what I hear, people want instant gratification. If you got something that's really super, it doesn't won't happen overnight.
It can. There's no time.
Right. It can happen every night.
Okay, that was a figure of speech. I wasn't being literal.
We were.
I'm naked. I'm trying to talk to you, and this guy talking about 1977. Yeah. I ain't got that much time anyway.
Okay, it's okay for 19. There's nothing wrong with his words. Hurry up. You can wait. You can run, kick. You can do everything a rabbit can do. That's not the point. The point is you come into a place and you want a certain expectation. Qualify the expectation and engage it. That's all you got to do. Qualify the expectation and engage it. Then you can adjust. Set, reset. And it's fun. If it's not fun, you can stop it now.
By acknowledging your expectation, it automatically makes it a resentment, and then you can progress. Because expectations are just resentment.
Yes, they are.
In waiting.
Maybe it's an expectorant. Okay, now it's time to talk amongst yourselves, play with it, develop it, get over it, obfuscate it, reinvent it, uninvent it.
I can't find it.
Well,
oh, Lord and Jesus. Can't clear the fire with a stick or get a shark fin.
You order the damn tea and send it to a keto. You'll have to have it sent from Hanoi to wherever you are, and then back to Japan. It'll be great. But let me tell you something. He'll receive it in 2 days, no matter where you're coming from.
Oh, that's fucked up. Come on.
It's amazing.
Monkey tea?
Silver-tipped oolong jasmine tea from Hanoi. Dajong.
Seriously, I can't find it.
Okay,
you will.
Get a Googler and type in silver-tipped oolong.
I've been doing that for a week now.
Hanoi.
Keto, go to Kibana.com. They have it on that website.
Yay.
How do you spell that?
Kibana.
Buy the damn tea and mail it to him, honey. That's the easiest way.
Email me your address, Keto.
Hi, and you put on me 5 hours tonight. That was really good. Very good.
Sorry.
Thank you very much for contributing to the show.
No, what are you...
He's going. Yes.
We're gonna knock it out of the park.
I want to thank Kyle for helping us knock it out of the park.
We want to thank our kind sponsors for making this request. This show was recorded in front of a live studio audience.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Ion. We have other things to do.
We have enjoyed this interaction innumerably. DTFN.